Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of marriage, divorce, and remarriage, I taught that a person who gives excuses for his sin is not repentant. Let's pick up there today. Foundation for the Bible stands. Now, as Christians, we're to forgive. But let me also state very clearly, someone comes back to you and says, oh, yeah, I did that, but you know, we all make mistakes. That's not a person that's repentant. Well, you've done bad things too. No, that's not a person that's repentant. A repentant person says, I committed adultery. I've hurt you very badly. Can you ever forgive me? I am so sorry. That's the person that's repentant. Till they do that, how can you forgive them? Don't justify their sin. Don't make light of their sin. But on the other hand, if they do repent, forgive them. Have it already in your heart to forgive them. But don't do it until they come and make it right with you. I don't indulge information on people. If I say I had a Bible reason for a divorce or whatever, if I say this person had a Bible reason for a divorce, don't ask me the details. If a person says to you, I had a Bible reason for the divorce, the Bible reason of fornication, don't ask details. If you ask me about that, a couple, they're not going to be forthcoming for me. See, only perverted people want details. All the sexual escapades. I just need to make sure that they never were married outside this criteria. Now again, I've had people tell me that I have told others it's all right to get a divorce. If that's what they're saying, or if they say I don't have a Bible reason, they've lied to you. Therefore, they say anything else about anyone else to you, don't believe them. They're giving opinions. Once you find somebody's going to lie to you, you don't need to believe them again. Instead, you need to pray for them. Pray for them. Pray for their repentance. Pray that they'll get right with God. Now, the last question seen in verses 10 through 12 where the disciples ask the question, but they're being honest. They're not trying to catch him in anything like the Pharisees were. And so they said, well, in this case, a man ought not to marry. But Jesus straightens out their thinking. He says, if you're not born a eunuch, or you become one for the ministry, as Paul did, then God expects you to fulfill that God-given drive and be true to that one person as he is to us. Other words, unless you're born that way or some other reason for ministry or something like that, you've got that desire, you've got that drive, then he says, go ahead and marry, but marry the woman that God has for you. Be true to that person. That is why, young people, you should pray before you marry someone. Ask God to give you the right one. That means you also ought to be the right one, because this is a life decision. Folks, I'm going to share testimony. I spent an entire night in a closet about It wasn't a, it was about the size of a good size walk-in closet, but had a lot of brooms and other things in it too. But I spent an entire night in that one closet praying. I prayed because I knew I loved my wife, but I knew she was very pretty. And I wanted to make sure I wasn't just marrying her because she was pretty. I wanted to love her. I chose to love her. But you think of deeper things of what kind of a wife would she be spiritually? Would she stick with you through the trials? Is it the kind of a woman you'd want your children to emulate and the kind of a woman that you'd want raising your children? And so I've been married to that same woman now. It's the only woman I've ever been married to for 48 years when you hear this. As a matter of fact, I've already been married to her for 48 years. Matter of fact, in November 12th of 2017, we're going to celebrate the fact that we met on that night in church 50 years ago. I'm just saying all that to say, as much as I thought she was pretty, and she was and still is, the greater thing was, is it God's will? I had to have that peace. And let me just say to young people out there, you're contemplating marriage. Whoever you are contemplating marriage, pray about the person God has brought into your life. Get his answer, get his direction. And then proceed. You still have to proceed in faith. Things can still go wrong. But know that you married according to the will of God. Now, my friend, maybe to this point, now we've got one more section we want to cover next. But maybe to this point you have realized, you know what? I owe apologies to some people. And maybe you need to go to your wife, go to your husband. Confess, holding nothing back. Any question that person asks you, answer it. Even though it may hurt them and hurt you and hurt the person you committed adultery with, you answer that question. You know, God knows everything. You hide something from your spouse, guess what? 1 Corinthians 4:5 lets us know it's going to be revealed in heaven. Then your children, everybody else knows. You can get it all cleansed right now. You say, what if they don't forgive me? Then it's on them. On the other hand, you may have confronted somebody that's not your spouse for having a relationship with your spouse. And they said to things like, well, we have all done wrong. I don't apologize for it. You can't forgive them until they actually ask forgiveness and admit they're wrong. But you need to have it in your heart. So, my friend, the first thing I would encourage you to do is pray and ask God to have it in your heart, forgiveness for whatever and for whoever. But finally, let me just say this to those that are married and there hasn't been adultery in your home. Realize that your marriage is to emulate the relationship church has with Christ. Is there good communication? You know, we're supposed to be in the prayer where we talk to God and in the word where God talks to us. Are you walking daily with him? Are you and your wife serving him? Are you faithful to the local church because that's his desire and that's his command and that's his will for you? And as a family, are you raising your kids to serve God? Take them door-to-door visitation, even if it's just to hand out tracts and invite people to your church. But is your family a picture of what a right relationship is with the Lord Jesus Christ for a Christian? If not, wouldn't you make that right? Let me just pray right now. And perhaps you're going to pray along with me and you'll say, you know what, I want my marriage, my life to be what it ought to be. Then you pray with me and then you write us and let us know a decision you've made. Go tell your pastor, but first speak with your spouse. your family, make all things right. Father, I pray now that there are those, Lord, that have hurt greatly, their spirits have been wounded, and I pray, Father, I've seen it so often, Lord, and yet I've seen your grace, even to those people that remarried and remarried scripturally, Lord, but still, the grace that you gave them, and it was a hard battle for them, and they needed it. There are others, Lord, that you've not only ministered grace to them, but, Lord, they haven't had a forgiving spirit, and I pray that you'd help them have that. Put it already in their heart, and to give it if the other person asks for it. Maybe they have to take the initiative and see somebody, and I pray that they will. May these marriages emulate the relationship that the believers to have with Jesus Christ. May that husband be a loving head. May that wife be a loving, submitted woman. That they'd show what a marriage is to be, but also what a Christian is to be. And Lord, I pray that America would come to revival because homes of God's people are having revival. Because that's where revival has to start, in the heart and in the home. And may there be people listening to this broadcast right now who will make that commitment to forgive whom they need to forgive as they ask, to confess what they need to confess, all things, and to love and to be the best spouse they can be in their home, as a testimony to the world of their love for Christ. Strengthen the homes. Strengthen these people. Help them do right. And may they, right now as I'm praying, commit themselves to these things. In Jesus Christ's most precious and holy name. Amen. Well, I see that our time is up now. If you've been listening to our broadcast today, I want to thank you for listening. Please ask others to listen. We're going to start the last two sermons that I preach in church. That'll take another couple of weeks, but we'll preach those next time. We're going to get into some deep subjects, too, there, as we trace this subject of marriage, divorce, and remarriage throughout the Bible. So be listening. Again, don't write and ask questions, what about this or what about that, until you've heard the entire series. If you miss a message one day, you can go to our website. Our announcer will give that to you in just a few moments. And you can get that, or you can email us through our website or the letter that the physical address that our announcer gives you. And we can set up, I think, just to take care of the cost of making it and labeling it and mailing it, I think, for about a cost of $5. We'll probably cover that. So please write us. We want to hear from you if you've made a decision. And talk to your spouse and then talk to your pastor. And just begin to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Well, I want to thank you for listening today. Please ask your friends to listen as well, because that's how the lamp and light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm.